Rabbi Yehuda Willig is the camp rabbi of Camp Hask. That cannot be an easy responsibility. We'll ask him if I'm right or wrong. A pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM. Oh, there we go. Now it's a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so here's the preview we got earlier today. You ready?
Sure.
You were asked, because the counselors and staff members felt it was important for the campers, you were asked about opening up the pool on Shabbos for specific campers with specific needs. I got to be very careful. We're talking to an international audience here. But that was the question. And the reality is, even though most people listening, and I might have thought this myself, would think that swimming is completely off limits on Shabbos, for some certain specific positive results and reasons, one can find the room to do something like that under special circumstances.
Okay.
Would that be a good way of putting it?
That's a good way to put it. For those who may not know, we do a lot more than just swim on Shabbos for our campers, meaning our campers need a lot of different things that are different than...
All that have Shilas attached to it.
Yeah, like G-tubes. They need to eat.
Right.
They need to sleep. So they
medicine in general is a whole halachic area.
Right.
And how to handle that.
Exactly. So this is like another therapy that they need for their own health and benefit. And they have a din of a kachola and their leniencies for people like that. And we want them to succeed. And in the sort of context of a chola, so there are leniencies.
It's just interesting, though, that as time has gone by over the last many decades, and we have as a community become much more compassionate for those in difficult situations, I think rabbinically also we have opened up our eyes to specific needs that have to be addressed.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure.
And thank God we're at that point. How many years have you been here as rabbi?
A dozen.
12 years.
Yeah.
And I guess at this point, no Shiloh surprises you, huh?
Yeah, there's always some few that do surprise me.
And you must be impressed by... You must be impressed by staff that that care enough to ask those questions. Because again, as a kid, you might think, hey, it's Shabbos, but this is a medical situation, this is a medicine situation, so I can go ahead and just, you know, act willy-nilly. That's not the case. Here they ask and they're very serious about it.
For sure. Our staff are incredible. Besides for the incredible, incredible dedication they have, they're Torah Jews, and they want to make sure to do the right thing.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why the Beis Medrash at night is packed, because the second most important thing for them this summer is to keep their own Torah study going.
Absolutely.
And to stay in that realm of halacha, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely.
And that's a good time for them to inundate you during night Seder, when they have a little bit of free time. So, Rabbi Willig, I have been searching for you. I've been doing you a favor. You didn't even realize I was doing this. I was searching for you for a chavrusa. I wanted you to have a good, high-quality chavrusa this summer in Camp Hask. And I hope that the efforts, the behind-the-scenes efforts that we've made to get you a really high-quality, good chavrusa, that you'd go back home after the summer and tell people about this person, about him, and how great his Torah study was. I really hope that that we've been able to provide somebody who would inspire you and who would really, you know, give you the type of Torah injection that you look for each and every summer.
Thank you.
And the person that we suggested is a gentleman named Eli Gorelick. Does that name sound familiar to you, Eli Gorelick?
He's my right-hand man.
Not only your chavrusa, he's also your right-hand man.
My right-hand man.
Look what's gone on here behind the scenes. We've provided for you somebody who's become essential in your life, not just the chavrusa.
Absolutely.
Now, Eli, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nachum.
What's it like having Rabbi Willig as a chavrusa?
It's very good.
I'm glad to hear that. By the way, he's also very glad to hear.
Right.
You're getting good reviews, Rabbi. I'm told on Yelp you're very high up there based on Eli's recommendations.
That's right.
So how did this all begin? Where does the story start of Rabbi Yehuda Willig and Eli Gorelick?
Well, let me clarify. It's a chavrusa, but it's much more than that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm the rabbi of the camp, but every rabbi needs a gabbai. If you don't have a good gabbai, the shul falls apart. Eli is my gabbai. Without him, the shul would close down.
Wow.
Absolutely. That's no question. And he does a myriad of things for the shul, that it functions smoothly, and to make sure things are going well.
Well, as a for instance, is he in charge of the tzedakah box? Would that be his purview?
Yes, I am.
Is he in charge of the people who go up to daven for the Amud? Would that be in his... Yes, Ellie?
Yes, sir.
Ellie, you're being overworked.
Right.
I'm going to file a complaint in the main office here at Hess. They're having you do too many things, I think.
Well, I hang up the job schedules around camp, but not the girls' campus because that's breaking the rules. And I also tape the lights and the doors and the fans in the shul before Shabbos so no one touches them.
Wow. Rabbi Willie, can we get him a colleague on girls' camps to take care of that, please? I mean, can we please take care of this? I don't want that to be without a Shabbos schedule. Come on.
We'll work on it. Now, there's a lot more, though, that he's not saying.
Even more than that.
He's a bit more, humble. There's a lot more. Let's say there's a mistake made by the chazan. The rabbi is usually dozing off. Ellie runs, dashes to the chazan, says, "Whoa, you forgot a word this morning." Right? What happened this morning? What's that?
Ben Billig, the chazan, he forgot our tsenu in the chazoras of shots.
Yeah, we go from nusach ashkenaz and nusach sfarad. And a lot
so
of guys
it's hard
are
sometimes. Yeah. I have trouble with that transition.
So
Ellie, you let him have it, huh? You let him have it on the spot.
Yeah.
Right away. And there's a fast day coming up Tuesday.
Right.
I don't know how to do a fast day in nusach sfarad. So every time we go over it, Ellie, you want to tell us, how do you do a fast day in Nusach Sfarad?
Well, we begin with Slichot and Avinu Malkeinu, Kris HaTorah, Neinu, and we still say Tachnun. And
that's right.
This guy, I should be his Chavrus Island.
That's right.
You know Dover Bito? Did you ever come across that
I've
massive?
Seen that.
You've seen it. I'm addicted to it. I gotta have a Chavrus with Ellie if he's so into the calendar. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot more.
Did we say Tzitchascha yesterday, Ellie?
Yes, they did.
Whoa. He jumped all over that one, Rabbi Willie. He didn't hesitate at all.
No, for sure. Now, I'll tell you another thing that Ellie does, very important. So, Shabbos, there are around, 800 people in the shul. It's a balagan, right?
It's a loud house.
It's a madhouse.
Yeah.
So we have to do Kriyas HaTorah.
Right.
How do you do that? So every Aliyah, what does Ellie do?
I give a big clop on the bima to get everyone's attention to stop talking so the laning and the davening can go on.
He's the clopper.
Yep.
I remind the Balkori, if they want to lane Kriyas HaTorah, they have to scream because of all the loud noise.
And he gives a big shush.
Rabbi Willig, I'd like to handle his Gabbai free agent contract, if you don't mind. You're going to lose him.
No,
you're
going
to lose him to a different camp or
we
a different shul. I want to bring him back to my shul now because I need a clopper like that.
I tell Ellie every day, this camp needs Ellie Gorelick. If he leaves, we close down.
So a lucrative contract is not going to take him away.
No. We're going to hire his pay.
Rabbi Willig, what do you, in all seriousness now, when you are a Chavrusa, are you studying Mishnayos together, Gemara? What are you doing together?
We've learned different things over the years. Right now, Ellie has been doing a significant amount of Gemara learning.
Nice.
Over the years, Ellie has done Mesechtos like Mesechus Shabbos, Mesechus Pesachim, Mesechus Erevin, Mesechus Yuma, Mesechus Sukkah, Mesechus Megillah, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Mesechus Yuma. What else am I missing?
I'm learning Sanhedrin.
What else have you done?
I did Sukkah, Beitzah, Rosh Hashanah, Megillah.
You're putting us all to shame, Mr. Gorelick.
Yeah,
you're putting
Kedushin.
Us all to shame.
Right.
What
do
we show him? What do we show him?
That's amazing.
Ellie is unbelievable.
That is amazing. And in all seriousness, what a role model. For those who are sending campers, Ellie's a camper, we should make that clear to the audience, to Camp Hask, they should realize the type of environment that they're surrounded by. That's fantastic. It's really
right.
Heartwarming.
Even the Gabbai does that. Imagine what the Rabbi does. just joking. Yeah.
Now, I wish you the best, both of you, for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
Chavrusa should keep going well. And what can I say? It's a very special day here. The visit is incredible. And this whole thing we were introduced to, the two of you together, is just so phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my parents. They're coming up.
What city are they in, your parents?
Passaic. They're on
so
their
that's
way.
Why when you send me letters, they come from an address in Passaic,
well,
huh?
Yeah. I mailed you the birthday cards, and I want to thank you for the package.
You're welcome. You got the package for
yes,
me?
I did, for the pens and candy. I'd like to give a shout-out to Chani Herman, the director of Yachin Engagement.
Chani's great.
And to Yoni Corman from Passaic. Sends regards.
Yoni's great. Chani's great.
Rabbi Glasser from the YIPC.
I'm getting Riff a bunch
Cohen.
Of regards here. What do you mean? Who else is on the list before Miri throws me off the air?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to my grandparents in Shemayim. Oh. My grandfather, Rav Moshe Gorelick, was the Mor Vadas from North Belmore for 36 years.
Wow. He's got real youthless, this guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Send Rabbi Glasser or my best, please.
I will.
All right. Let him know that he was mentioned on the air.
You got it.
Thank you. Rabbi Yehuda Willig, best regards to your whole family.
Thank you so much.
I just saw your father at a wedding recently. It was wonderful. Wonderful to reunite with him.
Oh, yes, sir.
And Ellie Gorelick, best regards, my friend.
You got it.
Proud to call you a friend.
Thank you, Nachum.
And continue your great work as a Gabbai in Chavrusa.
Amen.
More coming up. You're listening to a Monday morning edition of JM in the AM.